interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast? Then you've found the right show. The Treasure Coast Insider with host Anna Valencia Tillery from White Glove Moving and Storage. Also, be sure to check out our past shows and live links online at treasurecoastinsider.us. Now, here's your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Well, hello, friends. My, oh my, we are just chugging along in this 2023, and here in the month of April, we're commencing. Can you believe how fast the time is flying? We are just days away from April, and there's a lot happening in our community. As a matter of fact, I was just recently at the Senior Expo in conjunction with the Senior Collaborative of Indian River County and got a chance to run into our police chief for the city of Fellsmere. And he says, Anna, I have such an excitement about what's happening in the community of Fellsmere. I would love to be able to share this and reach more of an audience all at once. And by golly, it just so happens to be that we had an opening on the radio broadcast. So I'm excited to bring to the today's program Police Chief for the City of Fellsmere, Keith Touchberry, who has been passionate about the Fellsmere Action Community Team. And sir, I know that both myself and our listeners are dying to learn a little bit more. Thanks for joining the broadcast today.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate being here.
Absolutely. So you are hard at work, and the fact is this has a history that's deeper than even I know. Could you shed a little light?
Sure. So the Fellsmere Action Community Team, otherwise known as FACT, is a nonprofit that was started here in Fellsmere in 2014, and it came about as a result of the idea of a few people who didn't know they were having the same thought, if that makes sense. As the police chief in Fellsmere, we had formed a faith leaders group for the purpose of engaging our faith community to help work in our community to help solve similar issues and concerns that we had. And then we had, around that time, some folks from the community, one from the Treasure Coast Community Health and the other from Safe Space Organization, approached me about starting a group because we were all kind of servicing the same people, but in different ways. And so I said, well, it's funny you should want to do that because this is a theory or a concept that we have that we want to get started. And so basically what FACT is it's a nonprofit organization that is comprised of people who represent families, churches, schools, youth organizations, and government. And we break it down like that because, you know, from our perspective in the criminal justice world, these are what we call our institutions, you know, of social control primarily, but the family being the first and most important institution, you know, when it comes to growing, molding, and shaping people, right?
Yeah.
So when we partner with family, we do so because we want to make sure that we're accessing, you know, whoever needs our services, our care, our, you know, whatever it is that we're doing in Fellsmere and churches and so forth alike. So we started reaching out to our community partners and we said, how would you like to start working together to, you know, solve our joint issues or our joint problems? And so that's kind of how I got started in 2014. It is a collaborative effort.
I understand that. Wow. Okay. Now, FACT, which I just am a big fan of this acronym. FACT. This is FACT. FACT currently is on a mission with a vision. And I'm hoping that you can share with our listeners what that looks like.
Right. So for years, we have always said, how can we best deliver the services that we all bring to bear in our community? And mind you, FACT is comprised of a variety of different, you know, nonprofit, you know, faith and government organizations, you know, again, designed to focus on what are our common issues and concerns and how can we solve them together. So one of the ways that we would like to do that is to build a community resource center. And the city of Fellsmere is a partner in this effort. The city is donating some land in the northeast section of our city along North Willow for the construction of a community resource center. And the purpose of the center would be able to house these various different organizations that might need full-time office hours, you know, to meet the needs of the community, or just some part-time office hours during the week. So they would need maybe a shared office space, one that we can occupy. They can occupy just, you know, part time, you know, and post those hours so people know when they can access people there. This facility would also have a gym, maybe some outdoor recreational component to it, like maybe an outdoor basketball court or something. There will be parking and lighting, of course, for safety and security, good access off of North Willow and some other local streets. But again, as a resource in an area that really could use it. We have a lot of folks that live in a couple of neighborhoods close by that can either walk or bike to the center to access those services. And who knows, based on development, it might even double as a hurricane shelter, or we might even look at putting some type of community kitchen inside as well.
Fascinating. And in a perfect world, when would this community center come into existence?
As soon as possible. Mm-hmm. We are working on the concept now from a plan standpoint, and we will be actively engaging in fundraising here in the near future. We anticipate the cost to get this facility going with some operating capital to be at least $4 million on the onset, and then obviously as operations continue and you have, you know, what we would say your anchor tenants, meaning your lead service providers providing, you know, those services to community, they would have office space that they would be, you know, paying rent for and so forth. So that's kind of the vision, but the sooner that we get it started, the better.
Right. And you had mentioned that FACT itself, again, the Felsmere Action Community Team, has representation for a number of different vital key components within our community, the churches, the schools, the government, the family. However, one of the things that speaks to me is who are the actual members, who attends the meetings from that overall look, and how big is that group presently?
Sure. So the group has varied in size over the years. We've had, you know, our permanent core members, the Felsmere Community Prayer and Worship, which is a local church and preschool in our city. Felsmere Elementary School attends our meetings. The Felsmere Community Enrichment Program, which is also a local entity, has come from time to time. DCF, we've had the Florida Department of Health. We've had the Farm Workers Association, American Red Cross, Career Source of the Research Coast, the Treasure Coast Homeless Services Council. We've had the veterans come, some other local churches. We've also had a lot of recent activity from some local Rotary clubs, the Rotary Club of Vero Beach and the Sunrise Rotary. Also, Indian River State College is a partner. IBM Bank, used to be Oculina Bank, is also a member and serves on our board of directors, as does someone from Indian River State College. And so that's just, a snapshot of who we've had come to meetings on a regular basis. We've literacy services we see there. We've had the NAACP of IR, Indian River County, come, and many others.
Wow, that is really stretching across the gamut, and it's impressive to know how people want to be able to get involved and be a part of something from the ground up, and I feel like that's exciting. So if the greater community of Indian River County as a whole wants to get involved, would it start with something as simple as attending one of those meetings?
Sure, absolutely. If you're already a member of a nonprofit organization or a church, or one of the service clubs like Rotary or Exchange, then, you know, you can come representing them. Or if you just want to attend the meeting, we meet the third Friday of every month at 9 a.m. in the second floor auditorium of City Hall, which is at 22 South Orange Street. And when I saw you at that event that you mentioned in the beginning, my purpose for going to that was to work the room, to talk to all the service providers there, to introduce our organization to them, to get their contact information, and to add them to our email distribution list for a couple of reasons. Number one, to invite them to a FACT meeting to see if this is something that speaks to their mission or their role as an organization, but also to make them aware of events that we're having in Felsmere, because what FACTS likes to do is to bring the services to the community. Felsmere is an under-resourced city, as you may know. The average median household income of most of our residents in our city is about $20,000 a year below the average median household income for the state of Florida. A lot of folks cannot drive or don't have vehicles, so you know they walk or they bike or they take the public transportation system. And so we learned a long time ago, if we're going to help elevate folks, because FACT is all about hand up, not hand out, if we're going to elevate them, then what we would like to do is to get the services to them so they see what's out there and available and that they can access that without having to go very far and to take that next step in their life on their own.
Very powerful indeed. And so you had touched on some events, and of course, knowing that the partnership with the city of Felsmere itself is so strong for them to be able to donate this land and have this vision and hopefully a time clock in which to get this up and benefiting the community as a whole. What might some of those additional events look like? Are they something incomparable in size as the Frog Leg Festival itself, or are they something more intimate one-on-one with the different organizations?
Yeah, I wish we could say that they would be as big as the Frog Leg Festival.
Maybe in time, that draws, right?
give us time, right? That draws a lot of people to our city. We do an annual back-to-school book bag giveaway where we get a lot of folks that will contribute money for the supplies, and we'll do that in a park right across the street from the city hall. So that's one event that our members are very passionate about, connecting with the community in that regard. We have resource and job fair events that we do, like National Night Out. We'll invite folks to come. In fact, we'll partner in that. FACT also likes to partner with the Indian River Airboat Association when Santa comes to town on an airboat during December. And every year now, actually for the second year in a row, we do a Hispanic community resource fair that speaks specifically to the Hispanic community about services that, you know, they are in need of. The Mexican consulate will come to the city. In fact, partners with them in that regard to again, bring out as many services as possible to the Hispanic community. And we're open to creating other events. We've had so many in the city over the past few years that FACT has been a part of that we just tell people to watch our community calendar and they'll be aware.
If folks wanted to sign up to be part of that distribution for your newsletter electronically, is there an easy website for them to be able to go to?
They can just email me at policechief@cityoffelsmere.org, and we can get you connected to our president, which is Pastor Annie Mae Brown, or contact her directly at her business, which is the Felsmere Community Prayer and Worship and Preschool here in Felsmere. FACT does have a Facebook page. We can always message that, and you know, that would be the best way to get a hold of us.
Well, sir, there is no doubt that you are clearly engaged in this community and passionate about the progress that Felsmere is experiencing and the ways that organizations can collaboratively get together and make a positive impact. I see here that you also, for 2022 through 2023, are serving as president for the Florida Police Chiefs Association. So you are very busy.
That's correct. It's my turn in the seat, and I'm enjoying every bit of that. I've done a lot of traveling around the state as a result. We'll be going to Tallahassee next month for a week during the legislative session, like many of our chiefs throughout the state are doing, you know, advocating for our legislative priorities and making sure they know that the legislators know what our position is on you know, many different issues. It's going to be a very busy legislative session, and that is definitely taking up a lot of our time. But other than that, we're looking to move the profession forward through training and education and other different initiatives, you know, this year as the president. So it's an exciting time.
Well, and I think that really offers you such a unique viewpoint to get a glimpse into our fellow communities and see what programs and what collaborations work well for them that might give us inspiration right here in our own backyard. So we are definitely benefiting from your additional roles in leadership as a community. So that's just a round of applause to you and your team.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it's amazing to see what's going on throughout the state in communities where police departments are completely engaged with their citizenry, the things that they do to connect them to services and just to reduce crime and enhance their quality of life. And absolutely, bring as much back to our community as possible.
Ladies and gentlemen, Police Chief for the City of Fellsmere, Keith Touchberry, he wants you to get involved and be a part of FACT, Fellsmere Action Community Team, and we'll have links to his email if you visit our program and check out other past shows at treasurecoastinsider.us. There's much more in store with where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast. I'm Anna Valencia-Tillery. Don't go anywhere.
Don't settle for fancy nails. Get foxy nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Is owning a home your goal? With the rising cost of rent, you could be saving a lot of money by owning your own home. At Caliber Home Loans, we can help make homeownership a reality. Meet with us for a free consultation and get on the right path to buy the home of your dreams. For Caliber, home loans is all we do. We use local appraisers and offer a variety of loan options to fit your lifestyle and budget. Call us today, 844-GO-CALIBER, license number CHL15622, Caliber Home Loans, TreasureCoast.com.
Ladies and gents, have your hair look its best by going to True Color Salon and Spa. Open 6 days a week, offering evening hours. There's a stylist for every budget and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Discover your true colors, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Waves Auto Spa, known as Vero's fastest and finest. A car wash known for their quality equipment and attention to detail by a friendly and courteous staff. Waves offers soft cloth technology, and a top-notch detail center will help preserve the value of your car. Waves now offers windshield chip repair, and in most cases, it doesn't cost you a dime. Spend less time and get a better quality experience for you and your car at Waves Auto Spa, US 1 Vero Beach across from Kmart Plaza. Open 7 days a week.
Revive Vero Beach, located next to Anytime Fitness on Oslo Road and 27th Avenue, has everything you need to look and feel your best, including hormone replacement therapy, stem cell therapy, sexual wellness, weight loss, laser aesthetics, hair, tattoo, and skin spot removal, Botox and fillers, cryotherapy, comprehensive blood work, and everybody's favorite, ozone and IV therapy. Refresh, renew, and revitalize yourself at Revive today. Call 772-492-6607.
A member of the iTex trading community, your iTex dollars are welcome.
Who's got time to clean when you need it clean? Call Germ Wizards LLC using the most up-to-date equipment. Germ Wizards pays strict attention to detail. They make dust disappear. Whether you need your office to sparkle, your home to shine, or you want to give someone a great gift, hire the Germ Wizards. It's easy to get a quote online. There's even an online portal. To discuss details directly with your cleaning professional, visit germwizardsllc.com. Make dust disappear with Germ Wizards.
This is Martha Argue, host of Martha Matters. You're listening to Planet Vero Radio. Real local talk from 2 to midnight on Real Radio 1017.
Hop on over to Marsh Landing Restaurant for our Easter specials. Enjoy huge pieces of French toast with chocolate, strawberries, and cream, crab benedict, brown sugar glazed ham, or steak with bourbon cream sauce. Reservation suggested. Easter specials at Marsh Landing in Fellsmere.
Are you getting ready to move? Then call White Glove Moving and Storage for peace of mind, knowing our trained team will help with as much or as little as you need done. With a crew of 50 and a fleet of 15, our A-plus rated, award-winning company provides local and nationwide moving along with climate and humidity-controlled storage, date flexibility, and affordability. When you want it done right, choose White Glove. Visit us online at whiteglovesusa.com or call 866-GLOVE-10 for your complimentary survey today. Hey, hey, hey. April Fool's Day, that's right. April 1st, oh my goodness. We finally got our dates right. We are on track. We are on track for some shout-outs to our incredible sponsors that make this broadcast possible each and every week, starting off with my Foxy family. That's right, two locations, one in Vero next to the Fresh Market, the second off of Seaway Drive on North Hutchinson Island. They're in the brand-new plaza that has
fully been occupied. And if you get a chance to go there off of Seaway, it's really kind of happening. I'm so excited for every business that's coming in and for the folks that are choosing to call that neck of the woods in the Treasure Coast home. It's really impressive and some great options. But Foxy Nails, I'm telling you what, they are open 7 days a week. True nail artists. There's nothing that you can't show them that they can't somehow create for you. And by using these acrylics and these powders and these gels, it literally lasts weeks at a time. So if you have a gift that you want to give, a gift certificate or just a pampering session, Foxy's is a great option. Also, Caliber Home Loans, where home loans is all that they do. They are award-winning, Caliber Strong, with offices throughout the Treasure Coast and combined literally 100 plus years of loan origination knowledge with programming across the board that's available for first-time home buyers, vets, you name it. So Caliber Home Loans, we appreciate you. Thank you so much. TreasureCoast.com. Ladies and gentlemen, check out this website. Oh my goodness, if you want to know about updates with Brightway and road closures or what's going on with the various beaches and parks, what's going to be open, community events, whether it's a not-for-profit or for-profit, highlighting specials, music, galas, you name it, it's all there at treasurecoast.com. And you can post yourself. I know that there we have live links to all of our ladies' networking luncheons that's underwritten by our friends at White Glove Moving Storage and Delivery, the Treasure Coast Premier Women's Network. It meets 3 times a month. First Tuesday, always in Port St. Lucie at Tutto Fresco. The second Friday at Armani's Cucina downtown in Vero Beach. And the third Wednesday of each month at Michelina's off of US 1 and Stewart. It's women only, non-industry exclusive. It's fun. It's effective. It's supportive. We all get a chance to do a commercial, give testimonials, bring prizes, and break bread. I mean, you can't ask for a better way to get to know people and hopefully build your referral and your resource partners. That's always so vital when you move to a new community. Treasure Coast Premier Women's Network. Again, tcpremierwomensnetwork.com. And then Finalmente, our friends over at True Color Salon and Spa. 100% customer satisfaction guarantee. Oh my goodness, you can try something new. If you don't exactly love it, they can tweak it. But they have a full page spread in the April edition of Treasure Coast Real Estate and Local Living. And I am just captivated by this family, the Turners, what they've done for their staff, for the community as a whole, for their own family. It's just really impressive. And it's just one of those like American dream stories. And they have services that run the gamut from skin and massage to hair and just traditional nails. It's really great. Guys, gals, kids, you name it. So True Color Salon and Spa. I feel just really fortunate with the quality of the sponsors that we have and their long-term commitment to the program and what we do collectively as the Treasure Coast. We're pretty fortunate to have their support and being able to hopefully bring them to be top of mind as you're cruising around. I can't believe that we're already done with the first quarter of 2023 and moving full steam ahead into the month of April. There's lots of things to explore and check out. I personally am excited not just about the upcoming networking luncheons on April 4th, 14th, and 19th, but also for some of the community events that are going to be taking place, big festivals, big ways to give back, golf tournaments, and more. So again, check out treasurecoast.com for some helpful links to make that possible. And then, of course, I do want to just spend another extra moment to give a little love to my team at White Glove Moving Storage and Delivery. Just a few short weeks ago, we came back from the annual conference with the Beacons Wheaton van line. It's a really great 3 days, lots of information, updates about our economy as a whole, the transportation industry, the moving industry. And Beacons awarded White Glove Moving Storage and Delivery, headquartered right here in the Treasure Coast, as Agent of the Year. With over 270 plus agents nationwide, this is really quite an honor, and it speaks volumes about the team that is created, the sense of community that is had within the White Glove operations, as well as their relationship with vendors and customers as a whole. So if you know of anyone that's planning a relocation, whether it's across the street, state, or country, White Glove Moving, Storage, and Delivery, A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau and number one in the nation, Agent of the Year, would be honored to provide a complimentary survey and make moving a pleasurable experience for your friends, family, and neighbors. It's Anna Valencia-Tillery. Cheers.